In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. So last Sunday, I told a story illustrating perseverance. It involved how long, in how many ways, it took water to crack and to throw a house-sized boulder off a cliff of solid rock and into the sea below. Today I want to share a story about a different kind of perseverance. Again, Michelle and I were walking along the rocky shoreline, and I see a pretty yellow flower, and I thought to myself, oh, that's nice. And I keep walking along, but just as I'm walking by, I stop and do a double take. I realize this beautiful, dainty little yellow buttercup is growing out of solid rock. Now, a plant, a flower, isn't supposed to be able to grow out of solid rock. So there's got to be some crevice, some bit of soil in there somewhere. But even still, that's a really hostile environment. It's on the lake shore, so on a windy day, waves are beating that flower over and over and over. On a sunny day, that rock gets so hot, you can't walk on it with bare feet. It has to be nearly cooking that flower. And there's no room to spread your roots left and right. By all rights, the flower should have been dead long ago. Should have been dead long ago. Never should have sprouted in the first place. But that flower has perseverance. The life force in that flower that never, ever gives up. And in spite of an incredibly harsh and hostile environment, surrounded by solid rock, that little yellow flower found just enough soil and reached its roots down for just enough of that life-giving water. And not only found a way to live, but to produce and itself to become beautiful. That's another kind of perseverance. Now, last week's message on perseverance was in overcoming bad things. Perseverance in toppling boulders, whether things in the world like poverty or racism or injustice, or things within our own soul like sin and spiritual blindness and being unforgiving. Today's lesson on perseverance is sort of its counterpart, its complement, its opposite. Perseverance in pursuing what is good, pursuing what is beautiful, pursuing what is of God, pursuing of what is the kingdom of heaven, and to finding out what is truly life-giving in a world that isn't always so. Now, our gospel today is a familiar story of Jesus feeding the multitudes out in the wilderness, out in the desert, with only the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes. It's one of the first stories we learn as little kids. But let's look at an important detail in that miraculous story. The 5,000, it's not just 5,000 people, it says the 5,000 men plus the women and children, so 5,000 families. 5,000 families put themselves out in the desert and stay all day long without food and without water. What are they doing that for? What are they doing that for? Or perhaps more accurately, who are they doing that for? These 5,000 families, these amazing, resilient people, do this in order to drink deeply from the living water of Jesus Christ himself. Each one is like the flower that Michelle and I saw growing in solid rock. Surrounded by barrenness, these folks let their roots find the only source of life anywhere around them, their Lord and God and Savior, Jesus Christ. And each one is an image of perseverance. They could have left. By noon, they could have said, you know, it's too hot. Sun's too high. I'm getting thirsty. I'm getting hungry. They could have walked off any time that day. And perhaps some even did, for all we know. We don't know. But the ones who stayed all day drank deeply from the Lord's teaching and then ate at the end of the day, ate from the very miracle of the loaves and fishes. Their perseverance in the desert brought them abundant life. Now I ask you to think of your own journey in this life. Think of your own journey in this world. The growth of your spirit toward God. Because really that's what our life in this world is all about. The growth of your spirit towards God. Your path both to and within His kingdom of heaven. Now sometimes your soul may feel like it's growing in the most lush and fertile garden, getting all the blessings, all the grace, all the power you could possibly need. And then there are the other times. The other times. We feel like a lone flower growing out of solid rock, looking for a single drop of life-giving water in a sometimes very harsh and cruel world. Now think of even the pandemic we're in. We have reduced and sometimes eliminated church services, you know, based on the weather, something as fickle as the weather. We have far less social interactions that we're accustomed to, far less human contact. There's isolation and distancing, and not just a week or two. I mean, this is going on month after month after month, months on end. It's like being planted in the rock. You can't spread left or right. Now, how does one thrive spiritually during a worldwide pandemic? How? Perseverance. Perseverance. Our roots have to find that living water in order to not only survive, but remain and become beautiful. Become beautiful. The growth of your spirit toward God, your path both to and within the kingdom of heaven. It's not a one and done affair. It's perseverance. It's perseverance. Perseverance in keeping your notes in place. It's perseverance. It's the searching of Scripture. It's the commitment to personal prayer. It's the placing yourself in front of your icons when there's nowhere else to go in this world because we're quarantined. It's the cultivating of the fruits of the spirits within, the love and the joy and the peace and the patience and the kindness and the goodness and the faithfulness and the gentleness and the self-control. It's cultivating the fruits of the spirits within yourself even when your tired human flesh just wants to give up. You know that flower I mentioned? You know, sometimes the waves beat on it and the sun and the rock cook it. Perseverance lets it find the water and the nutrients to thrive. Now, life does that to us. We can be hurt. We can be manipulated. We can have physical or mental health issues. We suffer overwork. We suffer heartbreak. There's confusion. There's division. And then we fall into our own sin, our own lack of faith, our own stubbornness, all these things working against us thriving and being the beautiful soul that God created us to be. That's the rock. That's the desert. In the midst of all that, there is a source of life. There is a water that will quench the deepest human thirst and fill our deepest hunger. When the members of those 5,000 families spent the day out in the desert with no food, no water, and many, it says, were ill and sick. I mean, these weren't, you know, healthy, strong, strapping people, all of them. Some were ill, some were sick. What they did bring was perseverance. Perseverance to drink deeply the words of Jesus Christ all day long. Perseverance that no matter what was in the desert out there, they remained until the end to partake of the miracle. And the end of that day, the miracle does come for those who persevere. You know, last week we talked about when we need to throw something down that's wrong, whether in the kingdom of this world or whether in our own soul. Throwing down the bad takes perseverance. Equally important, and perhaps more important, is the perseverance to find what is beautiful, what is good, what is life-giving, what is of God Himself. And like the flower in the rock, to use those roots of yours to find that life-giving water, scarce as it may seem sometimes. And like those 5,000 families in the desert, to have perseverance to cling to the words and to the person of our Savior Jesus Christ until the end, so that you also can partake of the miracle. Amen.